All right, item number four, report and possible discussion on activity report from Wells Fargo, presented by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Yep. What I did here, this is the report that I get from Barry and Wells Fargo. Now, this report will be different the next time we see it. It'll be coming from principal, but Barry's telling me it, in all the parts will still be there. It, pretty much the same format and everything else. I know it's an eye chart here to sit, but what I've done is.
Make it bigger.
No, no, that's, we're gonna go through each line.
Okay, all right, sorry, my bad.
That's okay, that's okay.
There you go.
So what I've done now is it's broken down each piece of that report. And what you can see, this little section right here is when I first break down.
David, if you expect anybody with old eyes to read that, you're wrong.
Oh, yeah,
there it is.
I'm gonna blow it up.
Can you read that?
No, read that. Okay, read it, please. I have the full report at the end too, so you can see that. But I just wanted to show you what I'm.
If he brought it with him.
So these are the different programs that, Michelle Harris will work with participants on and then picking out which one they want and what benefit. I don't really want to. Want me to, I can go through each one of them, or you can just see. Each one will have a different payout based on what the beneficiaries you want to do with the beneficiaries and how you want to set up. They're pretty straightforward. If you know in a retirement plan, the two-thirds, the 50%, the 100%, and that's
so down here at the bottom, it says we've got 162 getting benefits, 165 that are not getting them yet. Of that 165, how many do you anticipate in the next few years?
Oh, well, I don't know. It's been pretty heavy lately. And now 60 of them are still BRA employees, and the other 105 are no longer with BRA.
When did we close it?
20.
You missed that.
It was frozen in 2007.
But to knowing how much.
I just wondered if there was going to be like an influx in the next few years where we get the majority of them into the 162.
No, I don't think so.
You have actuarial charts that you can provide them that show what's projected. Isn't that what the actuarial.
Silver tsunami.
Say it again.
The silver tsunami.
I mean, we're going to see more because, of course, none of these are reflected of the younger people since 2007 that have been hired, but there were a bunch of people that were young at the time in 2007, too. So, like, I was once upon a time young in 2007. So I think we'll see, continue seeing an influx. I mean, it used to be one or two a year, and now we're however many. I mean, you guys.
Ten or so.
And
year.
We'll continue to see more, and you know, that increasing slightly, but I don't think it's going to be a big, huge wave.
Okay.
And I don't, the unfortunate side is, too, that number's been reducing because we've been losing folks to pass the way.
Yeah, the 327 will only go down from here, of course.
I think when I started here, I was a few, it was like 350 or something like that, or 345, something like that. So,
well, that's not many to have lost, though. I don't want to say you've been here a long time, but you've been here a while.
Yeah. So. Anyway, so that's kind of a breakdown. If you have any questions on any of the pieces of it. Okay. So let's look at the income statement part of it. Now, we did just talk about before that it is a defined benefit plan. So therefore, the only way it gets funds into the plan is for us, BRA, to make the contributions. So in July of last year, when you approved the budget for FY22, I had put in an estimate of about $1.4 million that we would put into the plan. Then when the actuaries go through and calculate the amount that's going to be paid, we made $1,379,000 payment on September 1st of 2021. dividends and interest is pretty straightforward. Gains and losses, based on what we sold. the unrealized gains and losses is the paper. That is when the market's fluctuating and changing around. It's not, they're just basically unrealized gains until we actually sell the assets. Benefit payments is the payments we make to the participants. It's about $180,000 per month is what we're paying out. ANCO's fees is $35,000 annually. Baker Tilly is $16,600. And when we did the deal with Baker Tilly, and the board approved, or the admin and audit committee approved it, they approved not only the doing the audit for the full financials, but also the retirement too. And the retirement audit is then sent to Pension Review Board. That's a requirement. Gallagher, which is the actuarial services, the full fee is $10,000, but we were charged $225 per calculations every time we have a retiree participant starting to pay. And then Wells Fargo, which is now Principal Group, is still the same fee, and it's about $1,400 a month, and that's based off the total portfolio. And then anytime I do trades, buy or sell, it's $10 each, and then $2 for every participant when we got a check or make a deposit for them. It's still kind of small, but anyway, the key takeaway on this report, and it's a little hard to see, but
here we go.
Oh, thank you. We just already covered. The key here is that, remember that the retirement plan itself is on a different fiscal year than even our financials. Our fiscal year end is February 28th. So when Tony gives his report, he'll be giving it basically on December, and then our quarter end there is November 30th. Can you scroll down a little bit here? Another key number here is right there, is the plan has done very well. We're sitting right now at almost $3 million ahead. Tony will talk a little bit about that as an executive summary. So that's kind of, any questions? Was that beneficial to kind of break it down for you guys to see too? Okay.
That's quite the job. March, May to June, August.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the first quarter of this year is not looking as good.
He gets to give a good news report today.
You know, it seems every first quarter, it's bumpy ride.
Quite a few of them.
Any questions?
All right. Any more questions on the Wells Fargo report? Good.